Exclusive, 2024 National GOP Primary Poll, Donald Trump Holds Commanding Lead. By Matthew Boyle on October 17, 2022. Former President Donald Trump holds a commanding lead over the rest of a potential 2024 GOP primary field. A poll from Signal provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its public release shows. The national survey, conducted October 10 to 12 with a margin of error of 2.82%, polled 1,204 likely 2024 GOP primary voters nationally. It found Trump leading the possible field with a near majority at 45%. The next closest competitor was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who trailed Trump by nearly 20% and came in down at 26%. After that, former Vice President Mike Pence comes in at 9% and former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley comes in at 3%. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, comes in at 3% as well. But her favorability rating is by far the worst of any Republican in the survey, with 60% of Republicans viewing her unfavorably, including 45% who view her very unfavorably. From there, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, comes in at 2%. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Texas Governor Greg Abbott both come in at 0.9%. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, at 0.8%. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 0.7%. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Senators Rick Scott, RFL, and Tim Scott, RSC, all at 0.4%. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp both at 0.3%. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, and Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, all get 0.2%, and Senator Tom Cotton, RR, gets 0.1%. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson gets 0.0%, and 6% are unsure. If Trump does not run in 2024, DeSantis takes the lead over the field, but he does not take all or even most of Trump's 45%. In such a Trump-less field scenario, DeSantis jumps up 20 points from 26% up to 46%, meaning he only takes 20% of Trump's 45%, and then the rest is split across the rest of the field. In a Trump-less field, Pence shoots up to 17%, and Cruz and Haley each get 4%. Cheney is stuck at 3% in that scenario, while Rubio, Abbott, and Pompeo all get 2%. Christie and Hogan each get 1%, and the rest are still getting fractional support less than 1%. The top issue, far and away, for 2024 GOP primary voters is inflation and the cost of living. At 44%, it towers over the next issue, illegal immigration, at 17%, in terms of importance to those surveyed. Next up, at 15%, is the economy and jobs, while government spending and the deficit as well as national security come in at 6%. 5% said crime and public safety was the top issue, while 4% said health care, 1% said the Second Amendment, and 2% were unsure. The broader slide deck breaks down the issues even more, and is available here. 20,444 Signal National Deck by Breitbart News Unscribed. Trump's favorability is extremely high among likely 2024 GOP primary voters. The Signal survey found that 77% view him favorably, including 50% who view Trump very favorably, while a 9% view him somewhat unfavorably and 12% very unfavorably. Trump is also the only potential candidate who has universal name ID and everyone expressed an opinion about him. Voters who picked Trump pointed to his record of accomplishment as president as part of why they wanted him again. "He's sincere about helping the people," said one voter quoted in the poll. Another added, "His record as a leader was unquestionable amid the leftist media onslaught of daily slander and defamation he endured, yet he still accomplished more than all Democrats combined since 2007. All the Democrats did was spend $20 trillion a year in my tax dollars for their pension. I like Donald Trump, mainly because he has done for our country," a third added. "I also love that he is not afraid to stand up for what he believes." Other quotes were similar. The two highest emotions respondents said they felt with regard to Trump were joy and trust, with him earning 37.4% and 34.2% respectively on those. DeSantis, meanwhile, enjoys similarly high favorability ratings, but is less known than Trump. 69% view DeSantis favorably, including 50% who view him very favorably, whereas just 13% view him unfavorably, including 7% who view him unfavorably. 9% had no opinion of DeSantis and another 9% said they had never heard of him, meaning close to a fifth of national GOP primary voters either had no opinion or were unaware of the Florida governor. When asked what emotions they associated with DeSantis, respondents similar ranked trust and joy just like they did with Trump, as the top two but in reverse order. A total of 43.1% said their top emotion with DeSantis is trust, and 36.5% said joy. No other Republican survey gets close to the 50% that Trump and DeSantis do of respondents viewing them very favorably. But three others, Pence, Cruz, and Rubio, have majorities that view them either very or somewhat favorably. Haley, Abbott, and Pompeo all get close to a majority, in the mid to high 40s. Cheney was the only Republican whose name was tested who had a net negative favorability rating. In addition to Cheney's abysmal favorability ratings among Republicans, Christie scored second worst among Republicans tested in the Signal poll. A full 31% viewed Christie unfavorably, 18% somewhat and 13% very unfavorably. 39% did view Christie favorably, but only 9% viewed him very favorably. Generally speaking, governors who were tested in the poll tended to have high favorability ratings as compared with those who viewed them unfavorably. For instance, in addition to the DeSantis numbers, Abbott had 46% who viewed him favorably, including 27% very favorably, while just 10% viewed him either somewhat or very unfavorably. Youngkin's split was 31% favorable versus 8% unfavorable. Noem's was 30% versus 9%. Kemp's was 28% versus 10%. Hogan's was 17% versus 10%. Hutchinson's was 19% versus 10%. And Sununu's was 20% versus 12%. Even Christie, a former governor, was 39% versus 31%. It's also worth noting that Pence, Rick Scott, and Haley are all former governors too.